For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. There's been another mysterious attack on a burro in Rechi Canyon. That makes 2 burro attacks in the last week and 13 since December. A local nonprofit is now offering a large sum of money to help find the culprit. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
Donkeyland, a nonprofit that rescues injured burros, is offering $50,000 for more information about the attacks. The rescue said in an online post another burro was found with severe wounds and was put down over the weekend. A dozen burros have been found with deep gashes and body parts torn off. One was recently found beheaded. Advocates and county officials aren't sure what's attacking them. 3 dead burros were sent to a state lab to help figure out what happened to them. The results are still pending. Meanwhile, a public meeting will be held next week in Riverside to discuss the donkey attacks. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
Experts are optimistic that improvements in geothermal technology will soon make it a cheap and plentiful power source. Suzanne Potter with California News Service explains.
In the past, geothermal plants were limited to specific areas with underground volcanic activity like the Salton Sea in the Southern California desert. Now, next-generation technologies drill down to impermeable, superheated rock layers rather than depending on finding flowing hot water aquifers. People in the geothermal industry say this opens up many more areas, making the technology scalable. Stanford professor Roland Horn sits on the scientific advisory board of the company Fervo Energy, which plans to open a new geothermal plant in Utah this year.
People have taken new approaches to enhance geothermal systems. By adapting technology from oil and gas, they've been able to reduce their drilling costs by a factor of 2 or 3.
Right now, geothermal power supplies only 0.5% of the world's electricity, but that could rise to 15% by 2050, according to a report from the International Energy Agency. Enhanced geothermal injects surface water, not chemicals, then pipes the superheated water back up where it drives turbines to create electricity. Teams of scientists are also working on drilling techniques that can go around curves, which would allow more wells in a given area. Lev Ring is with Sage Geosystems, a company working on a pilot project near San Antonio, Texas. He says geothermal can be produced 24/7, so it can be more reliable than wind or solar.
There is enough heat on Earth to supply power to the whole humanity for thousands of years, but we need to perfect our techniques.
Experts acknowledge that enhanced geothermal systems can create a higher possibility of small earthquakes in an area, so the early facilities may need to be located in sparsely populated areas while the technology is improved. This story was produced with original reporting from Stephen Battersby for the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
As the war in Iran rages on, prices at the pump continue to skyrocket. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County rose today to its highest amount since October 2023. It hit $5.50 per gallon. If you plan to celebrate St. Patrick's Day with a drink or two, you should avoid driving in Riverside County. The Sheriff's Department and city police agencies are stepping up patrols as a part of an effort to catch impaired drivers. Targeted operations are currently planned in Jurupa Valley, Lake Elsinore, Menifee, Moreno Valley, Palm Desert, Paris, San Jacinto, and Thermal. With less than 2 days left to register for tickets to the 2028 Olympics, organizers are announcing that the soccer tournament will begin on July 10th, 4 days before the opening ceremony. Registration for the draw will close tomorrow at midnight and can be found at tickets.la28.org. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.